Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions.
Why? 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Why? Why is a caterpillar fuzzy? Why do the leaves change colors? Why do we have to clean up? Why can't I eat my cookie instead of my sandwich? When we're in the thick of things in the classroom, the why questions can be overwhelming, even if we recognize the wonderful inquisitiveness behind them. It's hard to find the time to answer them well. It's also hard to answer in an age-appropriate way that a young child will understand. And quite frankly, we just plain don't always know why. You and I might find ourselves wondering why from time to time. Why does illness strike such a young child? Why can't our staff get along better? Why is the world so full of chaos and heartache? Why, in spite of my best efforts, do I continue to make the same mistakes over and over? Some days teaching is hard. Why do I continue teaching? Let's reread today's verse. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. We tell the children every day, all day, how much Jesus loves them. We tell them that Jesus forgives all their sins, the naughty things that they do. We tell them about the cross, the empty tomb, and heaven. But sometimes, in the busyness of all we do, we can lose sight of this for ourselves. He came to save sinners. That's definitely me. On my own, I have nothing to bring to Jesus but my crushed, weary, sin-filled self. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Stop for a minute and just take that in. Are you a sinner? Then you are one he came to save. When he looks at you, he only sees the perfection you have because of what he did. That makes no sense in our earthly thinking, but makes amazing sense when we consider his love for all sinners. It's overwhelming, and it's our why. It's why, through faith, we have peace in him, and why we can share that peace with others. It's why we have such a sense of urgency to share Jesus with all those around us. Because of what he did, we have an amazing why for all we do. Why are there so many heartaches? Sin and its effect are all around us. Why, in the midst of all this worldly chaos, can we live and serve in joy and contentment? Because of Jesus. Why are caterpillars fuzzy? That's a question for someone smarter at science than me. But you and I can live each day knowing that because of his love, his forgiveness, his grace, we have peace in Jesus. He is our why. We pray. Dear Jesus, you are my why. Your grace is my motivation. Thank you for coming to save sinners, including me. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.